Another episode of the D-Star Show. Man, what's been going on, Jordan?
Man, we back in the building again, another episode. We kind of been flagging lately, putting our shows off, but we're back in the building again. We got a couple of interesting topics for you. A couple of juicy topics, man, if you ask me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got a one in particular that you, the one you sent me in Calvin, man. I think that's crazy, bro. I don't even know. Man.
Hey, man. I'm going to make sure I drive to Chicago for the show, man, because I'm going to use Frontier, but they can't guarantee you're going to get there.
Yo.
What's up, Nikiva?
Bro, these cats, man, had me. Hey, I think it's an Orlando thing, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I never see it, but these cats had me sitting in the airport, man. It's the 24 hours, bro.
And man, that's crazy.
It made it seem like it was my fault, man, but Frontier, hey. Guess what, guys? You just lost a customer. I will never fly with you ever again.
Count your days.
D is not messing with Frontier.
Ever again, life, man. I'm like, man, they made it seem like it was my fault, man. I'm like, dude, now if I'm late and I missed the flight, that's the difference. But you get, man, you made me miss my connecting flight and everything, man.
Nah, that's crazy. Nah, for real, man. Y'all don't understand. D was going through it over the weekend. He put a pitch in the chat and everything. They was finna kick him out the airport. They said, Mr. Starks, you on your last leg, man. You better play it cool.
He was finna go Cincinnati on their ass. Right.
Hey, man, there's only certain words you can use in the airport that it seemed like a threat. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right. But, man, what was that?
They did have one great manager, man. He made sure that I got on the plane, man. Which I got to give a shout out to Amber, man. She basically, look, say you sick or something. You know what I'm saying? You got to get home. They move pretty fast when you say, hey, look, something wrong with you.
Tell a bit. I got tested for COVID while I was down here. The results ain't came back yet.
You really ain't getting on the plane, did you, bitch?
Hey, but
hey. What's going on with you, Nikita?
Not much, man. Get ready for this last show. We finna have selling these tickets, making sure we packed out, you know.
Yeah, the live show finna be something different, y'all. Y'all don't even understand. We really going hard doing work in the background for the listeners, man. Everybody else invited, man. Just know we really trying to do our best to put this together.
So we looking at special guests coming through, man. Hey, we got a lot of good stuff coming, man. So this show right here is going to be great. You going to leave, maybe you get a chance to leave with a prize, you know what I'm saying?
And we flying people out, man. I'm talking about people getting flued out for this, bud.
Flued out?
Flued
understand?
Out.
Understand? Yeah, flued out.
So what's that line you flying them on, man?
Shit, but I'm going to try not to do Frontier, but Spirit ain't too much better than even now.
We ain't gonna send them on Spirit.
Funny you see.
They'll be at the show on in Spirit. That's good shit. Yeah. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get started. What's going on in entertainment? Entertainment people ain't here right now, so go ahead,
Jordan. I was finna say, bro, early we was talking about how Keke Palmer and Usher got a new song out.
So Usher is coming out with a song and Keke Palmer is his leading lady in the video. They dropped a preview type of thing on Instagram and the Shade Room's covering it. So I said, ooh, they doing a big one being extra petty.
Hey, bro, hey, I'm about like you, Jordan. If they ain't broke up, bitch, you broke up now, goddamn.
That's what I'm saying, goddamn. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way.
Hey, that's a disrespectful move all the way around there, man. If I already told you I had an issue with this, and then now you go out there for a video, come on now, Keke.
Hey, but think about it, man. Like, what you gonna tell the kids? Like, why you and Moms fell out? Because I told her I ain't like this, that, and the third. And then she broke up with me and did it anyway and made a video with the dude. Like, what?
So, according to the Shade Room, it says that looks like Keke Palmer is going to be the new leading lady. And the music video for Usher's new video, and it's called, the song is called Boyfriend. Check that out. That shit is called Boyfriend.
Boy, they really trying to, boy. At this point,
a little snippet, you Usher can be heard singing the lyrics that say, "Somebody say that your boyfriend's looking for me." Coincidentally, you know, obviously, Kiki's boyfriend Darius Dalton was the topic of discussion after he commented about that outfit she had on, and that was last month. So now she's the leading lady in his song. Way to make a comeback, though, sis. I'm here for it. Period.
Boy, come on, Usher, man. Come on, Usher. You know you're wrong, my boy. Come on,
Usher. Usher said, ain't my lady, man. We don't give a damn. We don't give a damn. Hey, not...
Nikki, you the only female over here tonight.
Do you think I kind of agree with what when we had our meeting, you know, Kenyatta said, like, we don't know the dynamics of Keke Palmer and her guy's relationship, but they could have been on the verge of ending already, and she probably just felt like, I still feel like, come on, bro, I think it was some lame shit. That's just me.
That's a little blow.
But I could see how his ego could be hurt with them coming out with a song and she being the leading lady and Usher's got these lyrics that said, I hope your boyfriend's looking for me. They low-key trolling.
Trolling. They
definitely trolling.
Let's say they are in a relationship. So what kind of respect do she owe him if she owe him in?
I mean, I don't think that she literally disrespect him. I really just think that sometimes things are taken out of context. Now, I guess we do have to think about that. Hey, they are all celebrities kind of in their own right. So even though we're thinking like, hey, she's just hanging with a celebrity, who wouldn't be happy to see Usher? Huh, Usher, I wouldn't say are on the very same level, but they're on very big platforms, each of them. So he is kind of like her equal in a sense. So I can understand why the boyfriend could have been upset. But I think that this would have been less dramatized if it wasn't on social media, which to me is like making it a big deal. That's why I say it's kind of like some lame stuff to me, just because if it was on social media, it probably would not have been a big deal, you know, honestly. But, I mean, it is what it is. And right now, I don't know the status of Keke Palmer's relationship with that dude. But why not? I mean, I think it's always a great idea to turn, you know, the talk or gossip into a coin. So, I'm with Keke.
I feel it like you're saying, though, R. Kelly is a celebrity, but you leave your daughter with him.
You gotta see the bright side. And the bright side is my girl is finna get a bag, whether she with the dude or not. And if they, I mean, at this point, they're probably not together if she's doing this video, because then that is kind of disrespectful or like playing with his feelings. Or he could have approved it. We don't know. We outsiders looking in from the inside looking out. You know, we don't know. But I think, hey, get your bag, sis, the best way you could do it. And I also want to say, while I had my little turn to speak, happy 38th birthday to the late Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? Salute to
Nipsey Hussle. Happy birthday.
Shout out to that man, boy.
Shout out to that man.
I want to send a special, man. It's not special, man. A friend of mine, his classmate, lost his mother today, man. So, man, prayers go out to you and your family, man. Sorry to hear that, man. So sometimes I hate to get on Facebook, man. I really couldn't believe that he lost his mother, though. So shout out to you, Casey Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, you guys did not tell me happy birthday on the show, I don't think. So I would like to say happy belated birthday to me.
To myself.
My birthday was August 8th. I turned 28 years old. If you want to see a little footage, y'all can follow me on Instagram at @HA_hustlepretty. That's @HA_hustlepretty. So follow me on Instagram if you want to see some little snippets of how lit my birthday was. I don't think I dropped nothing in the chat for the rest of the castmates, because I might have been having too much of a lit weekend, but you know, happy birthday to me, because my castmates didn't think about me. So just in case.
Hey, guys. Hey, how y'all can get her a good birthday gift? Buy these damn tickets, man. Hey,
Buy these motherfucking tickets, man.
What is y'all doing?
Buy these motherfucking tickets, man.
And we got the live show coming up. I'm going to just keep saying it until we sold out tickets. We're going to have to put on the Facebook, the Instagram. We need everybody to know. Live show is coming up, man. You got a chance to win raffles. You got a chance. Good food. I mean, but the food is good. I ain't gonna lie, dynamite. You got a chance to just kick it with some cool ass people, see a live show. We're gonna have drinks, man. It's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be, and we raffling off items. You know what I'm saying? Come see what the raffle gifts are, see what you can win. And don't be scared to drive, y'all. If y'all live a couple hours away, come on to Indiana. It's gonna be a good time. You know, we're gonna be safe, we're gonna party in peace and all that good stuff.
So don't you know it.
We finna keep promoting until we sell our tickets. So if you don't get a ticket, it is what it is. We'll be scheduling another live show before you know it. But get your tickets now, man. We ain't playing with
you. Did y'all see Sierra was pregnant again?
Who?
Sierra.
I did hear about it.
Hey, we can't forget about Russell's
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he's one of the top simps too.
Yeah. Wait. I thought you were gonna say like top football players.
That is a
good family man who keep his wife paid, pregnant, and happy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey man, look, it sounds cool, bro. But what? Okay, so bro, let me put it to you like this. If you was married, bro, you had a husband. Okay. All right, exactly. So if you was married and you had a husband and your husband was like, man, you know what I'm saying? Fuck getting married and shit and get a bunch of hoes and this, that, and the third, and you don't need no wife or you don't need no man, you don't need no woman. Come on, bro. Come on. Like, what is you doing, my boy? If I was out here rapping like, oh, yeah, I don't need no shorty. I could do this all by myself. She didn't say that. What?
That was not... Are you talking about Sierra?
Yeah. You don't remember Sierra's new song?
That was not the message in the song. It was more of an empowerment. Like,
so was that not the lyrics in the new song, though?
But that don't mean you taking it out of context.
All right.
The denotation, the connotation is different.
So what was she connotating?
But everybody's trying to take mics.
The connotation, the context was just women empowerment, meaning like, hey, whether you got, if you don't have a man, don't feel bad because you that bitch, period. You that girl. I'm trying to stop cursing. Sorry, guys.
But remember, everybody can't be that girl, bro.
But everybody should feel like they that girl.
I don't know about that one either, but we're gonna move on.
So you shouldn't have the highest confidence.
You said what?
So you shouldn't have the highest confidence in yourself.
I mean, hear me out, bro. You should have high confidence. But not if you didn't work for that confidence. Like, confidence from nothing is like what?
Confidence from nothing is what?
That's what I'm saying. If you got confidence in yourself, did you work for it? Like, what did
you... You can have confidence in yourself just from... I mean, you don't have to... Some people are born confident. You can have confidence in your looks. You can have confidence in your... You can be confident in your skills. You can be confident in your abilities to move forward and... Get confident later, more confident. I mean, what is we saying right now?
I mean, I'm just Jordan. Saying, I'm me personally, I'm just saying a lot of people boast about things. And
that's
they,
not boasting, it's just encouraging.
Hear me out. A lot of people are confident in things, but they actually haven't made any accomplishments. You feel me? Like,
you can be confident that you're going to accomplish these things. If you're not, how are you going to get to do them?
I guess you got a point there, man. I don't know. I think this is a topic for the live show at this point, man.
It might to be continued. Cause moving on to Donald Trump, and his RICO charges. So you know, I'm always on the Shade Room, y'all. So the Shade Room says, so per the Shade Room, district attorney who brought those RICO charges against Young Thug and his associates has now brought those RICO charges against Donald Trump. So she went on a press release and said a few things. So it says here that Fannie Willis, which is the Fulton County District Attorney, has led some of Georgia's most high-profile cases since she began in 2021. She is the Fulton County first female DA, and she does not play, they said. So she is giving all 19 defendants until August 25th to turn themselves in. So they're saying there's 25 defendants alongside Trump alongside Trump, including his former lawyer and the former chief staff, Mark Meadows, and a 97-page indictment that they have against them with a whopping 41 counts. So she's calling them to trial within the next 6 months, and she wants them to turn themselves in because she has them on these RICO charges. And I'm just trying to see how this is going to play out, because protect that woman, because you know what? We know how things like that turn out.
Protect that woman. Because I don't see that woman. To be honest with you, man, I don't see Donald Trump going to no jail time. So we can, I'm saying, anybody want to yell to him, he's going to do jail time. He was a president. That's not going to happen.
That man never been to jail.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And he done did a lot of stuff. I don't, as much stuff as they say he done did, that man ain't never went to jail. It's like, I don't know. It's given above the law at this point. So I'm trying to see what they going to do.
I don't think they're going to do anything. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but I think Donald Trump really like, I think Donald Trump really rallied a lot of people together, and that's people's biggest fear behind.
Yeah, I mean, I could agree on that. I think that he brings a certain, he brings a lot of fear to people because he gives people encouragement and power to say stuff that they might have suppressed before because he allowed it. So, you know, that's the thing to be feared, though. You know what I'm saying? When people who have certain feelings that are terrorist-like or hatred-like, you know, or bring hatred amongst other, and they were once used to knowing that this was something that they could not say out loud without some type of consequences, or couldn't act on out loud without some consequences. And now, you know, going above and beyond to show their way of thinking, to show their way of their moral stature that may not be the best, or bring like hatred, or to me, really like some type of terrorism towards other. That's a scary thing when that's allowed, and when they have somebody that's backing them up as powerful and as money having as, you know, Donald Trump. So, I don't know how to feel about that.
Once you start like galvanizing people, once you can get a crowd together, especially to like attack the Capitol building type of deal, you got some clout to you, man. You got some riz now.
It's giving do anything for clout. Yeah. It's giving do anything for some clout.
But it's crazy though, man. I'm saying, but you think about it, man. When an African American guy go to jail, you take his rights to vote and all this stuff here. But then you got a guy that got all these charges against him, and y'all willing to let him run for president again. So where's the common sense at?
Well, it depends on who else we got to choose from.
I'm just saying, think about it, man. If I'm just saying, you got a guy that went to jail for selling drugs, and he was in jail for 20 years. He get out of jail. You don't even want him to vote, to have a vote, to vote for president. Hey, if he try to run for president, you really gonna be looking at him like he's stupid. You know what I'm saying? So now you letting this dude on did all this crazy junk. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, he still got a chance to run for president. I think something else needs to be written in the Constitution, man. Hey, look, criminal record. If you're gonna say a criminal can't vote, why can't they be president?
I think that because you can have a felony and still run for president.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
But you have a felony, most jobs won't even hire you.
Yeah, that's a very good point, D. Or you can't vote, like you said. That's a super good point. So I don't know. I'm gonna wait and see what happens with that. But y'all, have we talked about the Alabama situation with the kids?
We haven't touched on that, but go ahead, y'all take it away, because I got some funny ones.
All I gotta say is August 5th is a national holiday.
Leo
Alabama Day.
That's funny, bro.
Montgomery, Alabama chair brawl.
They told them folks up.
Man, they told them folks down. But you know what? And I think it's so funny to me. Like, one thing about the internet, child, they are super undefeated. Like, the internet wastes no time making sure that they're making jokes, that they're making memes, and they're making light out of everything that's going on when it hits the internet. It was so many memes. I mean, I saw pictures of white chairs with black forces on the bottom, you know, saying that they were ready to go. I seen so many memes of people holding chairs against, like, their white, you know, counterparts and stuff like that, and just kind of like making light of the situation. So even though it was like kind of like a rough situation. We kind of took pride in it too, because that's one of the pictures or images that we see lately in the media where Black people was actually like sticking together. And I mean, I can't say that I wasn't happy to see it. You know what I'm saying? They told them folks down and they didn't have no right jumping on that man, because when he threw that hat up, it went up. Okay. So I felt like it was due, you know. They was playing around like they didn't know what was going on. And I also think that I don't know if you guys saw this. I also think that it was real ironic that same day there was a like some type of march or parade where women went up to that river, and they were putting flowers into that river to give praise to the late ancestors, you know, that had fought for this, you know, country and fought for our rights and stuff. And that same day on that same riverfront is when that stuff had happened. So I thought that was ironic. I had read that also on the Shade Room. So I thought that was ironic, like on this day that we actually pay homage in a great nonviolent way, that we end up also paying homage kind of in a violent way. I'm not, you know, by no means supporting violence, but Malcolm X and Martin Luther King did their thing that day. So I said it like that. Period.
Man, listen, that I think it go to show, like, you can't just really talk to people in your kind of way, man. I don't care who you is. And I watched another video, and it was a dude like, oh yeah, them folks probably can't be from down here, because why is y'all trying to disrespect somebody that just doing their job?
That's crazy. Like, what they be saying, we are not our ancestors?
Definitely not.
Definitely not, cuz man, ancestors would have bowed down and got back in the field.
I said that so, in a few ways.
That's the memes on the internet have been pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, they have really been
keeping me entertained. The fact that somebody got hit with a chair, like, and not just one time, but got hit with a chair a couple times.
I mean, got beat with the chair, too. It was pretty freaking brutal, guys.
I think the best social media man, and this guy won it and got dead, when they said, oh boy, when they saw it, got his wings. Now, that was the best one.
But so,
I'm dead.
Boy, that was the best one yet. Hey, they should get that man the money for that one, boy.
That is too funny, man.
I mean, these people got to understand. You just, I don't know what people be thinking. We got to talk about that man that swam across that water.
Yeah, you funny.
That brother swam. I mean, he went full-fledged from like whoosh, 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 all up and through there. Now, if that ain't dedication to your folks, I don't know what it is. I know some family members that wouldn't swim for my ass. So, shout out to that man.
But do they know how?
Probably not.
Exactly.
But they wouldn't.
That's another problem in not knowing how to swim, man. There's a lot of African Americans that don't know how to swim, and they never teach their kids how to swim, which I think that's a downfall in our culture, man, because I ain't gonna lie to you, but hey, if I can't stand it, boy, it game over.
Well, that's tough.
But I'm just saying,
I can get into some lessons, D.
I can float. I can, hey, but my thing is, I ain't put myself in the situation to take a lot of water in, you know.
My boy said, one thing about me is once my feet stop touching the bottom, it's over.
That boy said, I could float.
Float, dog, but.
Nah, I feel you, D, because I can swim. I think I could swim to save my life, but I'm not like a great swimmer. I took swimming classes as a kid, so. I did used to swim, but I haven't had to swim in a long time, and I haven't been really too fond of even pools in the wild, you know, unless I've been on vacation or something. So
I had to swim.
All my life, I had to swim.
I'm dead.
Hey,
y'all, something else.
How's the Color Purple movie going, man? Any ratings on that?
You said a Color Purple movie.
Yeah, you know the new movie.
Oh, they is making a new Color Purple, ain't it?
I thought it was already made.
I don't know. I don't know if it came out yet.
Oh,
I don't know, man. I ain't really too excited to see the Color Purple. A lot of people think the Color Purple is like a pinnacle Black movie, and it actually, to me, it does a lot of harm to our community. I ain't gonna lie to you. When you really see that.
What you mean?
Know one thing I'm excited, you know one thing I'm excited to see though. In October, them sisters.
Oh, I love. Let me tell you why I love my Uncle Tyler down, because that man don't wait to put. He don't wait a year or 6 months to put out another season. He coming 3 weeks later with a new season. We ain't gotta wait 6 months or a year, or 3 months or 4 months. Fatima, that girl done shot Fatima. Fatima done went down.
Okay, I said, oh, man. Happened, though. I don't think it happened.
You think it was like a dream type of thing?
I think
like
it had to be a dream, man. I don't think Karen that crazy, though.
Because I would have thought Fatima would have. And y'all, we talking about sisters on BET. I know we got some Tyler sister Perry's watchers sister. Out there. Tyler Perry's sisters.
Hey, if you hit us on the Facebook page, you watch Tyler Perry's sisters, I got to set the tickets for you. A ticket. Your partner, whoever you bring, or buy their own ticket. Sisters is the thing, though. He be up on Facebook.
I put D on y'all, two sisters.
Y'all too funny, boy. Y'all too funny talking about this sister show. But,
all you gotta man. Do is Jordan, I promise you, you'll be hooked.
Let me tell you something, bro. Jada got me watching Suits because everybody been talking about it. I can't stay up long enough to really get into a show. Next thing you know, I'm watching the show. Nas watching me. You feel me? I can't. Man, I'm telling you, I be watching the show and then maybe 8 minutes in, it's like, damn, boy, I need sleep already.
Well, bro, you is a hard working man. You got like 18 jobs.
Yeah,
so.
Man, got, he has y'all. Hey, man, he the manager of the show. He a co-host on the show. He doing, but you doing it all, boy. Got his own business,
man.
And keep going,
man. Let me tell you something. I can't fit all the time in my day to get everything done. Like, we on the show right now, so it's like I'm cooling. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm really working on some stuff for the show. Y'all don't even know what I'm in the background. But, like I said, we going extra hard for the live show. I'm finna throw it out there again. We finna tee up. Don't miss it. Buy the tickets. We raffling stuff off. Don't miss it. September 9th, Gary Miller Performance Theater, or D Performance Theater.
That's 500 South Lake Street in Gary, Indiana. 500 South Lake Street, Gary, Indiana. Make sure y'all check us out.
So we got that going, and then you know, I just be busy. I be trying to keep busy, but the show, you know, I love the show. I love managing it. Everything that we do, the conversations we have, it be some interesting topics. And it's nice to just understand people feel differently from you about certain things. And
I can't wait for the listeners to come and tee up with us and just get some perspective on how y'all feel about stuff and get it perspective and live. Like, you know, come if y'all some listeners in the show, your man, your woman, come out together. It's the perfect time for a date night to get those questions out. I know we got a couple couples who be writing in to the show that sometimes have discrepancies, you know, as couples and whatnot. So this is the time to come, you know, say your piece, bring it out. Let's talk about it. Let's have some conversation, have a good time, and get some perspective. I'm, like, so excited.
Hey, guys, hey, don't let God down the keeper hype y'all up and y'all don't have a place to sleep now. Hey, have common sense.
Yeah. I can refer y'all to some hotels, but y'all can't stay over here.
Hey.
I'm letting you know right now. Y'all can't stay over here, but I can help you find somewhere.
Hey, but y'all too funny. Hey, look, man. One thing that I wanted to talk about. I think this is really important, especially going into the future. So we was in the chat the other day. And I don't know if I dropped the video or if D, you dropped the video. I don't remember who dropped the video. But it was this, like, all-on brawl in Walmart where it was a man hitting the shorty. Somebody got hit upside the head with a bottle, I think. It was a baby in there. And I'm just like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? We got to do better, man.
Man, that video, first of all, that guy, man, and if you're listening, man, hey, you can stop listening. After you hear me make this comment, you can get mad and say, hey, this is too stumble. Hey, it is what it is. But you, I understand the comment that you made that the young lady shouldn't have hit your girlfriend had a baby, which for you to hit a woman, bro, I ain't got no respect for you. Any man that puts his hands on a woman, that's a fuck, dog. And he hit this girl like, come on, like you try to hit a dude. But let a dude would hit your girl like that, you would have been outside and like Walmart.
Stop.
Come on. Come on now. It's crazy, that's bro. Crazy. It's
great. Yeah, I seen that, bro, and it was just like, bro, I was concerned off top when I seen the baby in the video. The video started out, Shorty got a baby, and she yelling at another, I guess a Walmart employee. They was upset. It was another older lady there, and then it was a dude already inside the store damn near throwing hands with the workers. I'm like, yo, what's to this?
People in our culture got to do better, bro. I ain't mean to cut you off, Joe, but they got to do better. Because we always wondering why these stores are leaving our communities. This is why.
Yep.
People don't want their stores tore up. Y'all going to these people's stores, tearing up stuff, starting fights. My thing is, don't fight me on my place to start a fight at. If you really want to fight me, then, hey, let go out to the basketball court. Come on. But at the end of the day, if you're grown, you should be out.
Come on, take it, man, to the courts. Take it to the streets.
My thing is, man, come on, man. You don't came with this girl's job, or I don't know, was it an issue when she got to the job or whatever, but how it went down to a dude jumping into a female battle? Come on. That's crazy.
I ain't saying y'all talk about, but that sound crazy.
It's a it's a video in the chat, bro. You'll see it. It's I just recently dropped it in the chat again. It's like a Walmart video, and it's ridiculous, man. If you see it, you're gonna be like, yo, that's crazy. But I said that to say this because now that stores are going online and everything is getting delivered, and we kind of transitioning into this this robot phase where we using AI for a lot of shit. It's gonna be to a point where they're gonna be like, oh no, y'all can't come to the store no more. Y'all act a fool. And then people don't understand, bro. When you start doing stuff like that in your community and you start making these stores kind of diminishing quality, well, the stores gotta close up. And now you wonder why you gotta drive 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get to a Walmart or, you know, whatever store that you're trying to shop at. Because the one nearby you closed up because it was too many people acting a fool out there. Hey, you know the first way you could tell a Walmart is kind of in a tough ass area is when you go to the aisle with the deodorants and the body wash and all the other stuff and they got it locked up behind the case and they got them alarms on it.
That's definitely how you could tell. Hey, you ain't.
I went to a DG like that one time.
You said a DG?
What? Yeah, Dollar General. It was like the one time. I said, damn.
But tell you something, that is ridiculous, man. And you could tell in some places they don't even have those things. Some places, like, you free to pick the stuff up, look at it and stuff like that. It's just like, come on, man, bro. How y'all going to ruin this for us like this?
For real.
So, wow. That's just like they got the medicine locked up now, too. I'm like, man. I went like a few weeks ago. I think I was just looking for like vitamins, some emergency vitamin C. Like I had a long birthday weekend, so when I'm drinking and stuff, I like to stay hydrated, drink water, and I like to drink the emergency vitamin C package. You put them in your water, you know, one a day or whatever like that. And they had them mugs behind the counter along with all the cough syrups, the aspirins, and I'm like, they wouldn't even let me. I'm like, I can't even look and see what kind of medicine I would like, you know, check the prices, because they on some big old cart in the back just all lined up. No prices, no organization, no nothing. I'm just like, let me see that one. Let me see that one. How much this one costs? How much that one costs? Like, what? I don't know. It's crazy, but that's definitely a sign that you in the hood.
And now, yeah, like, you feel me?
Because I ain't got nothing but a loaf of bread, and I got to watch you pick 15 packs of medicine now.
Crazy.
That's why at the live show, make sure y'all, if y'all coming to get tea, you know, we gonna drink responsibly, but make sure you got your BC, your headache powder ready for the next day. And if y'all do end up driving out to the live show and y'all need something to do, before y'all come down to the live show, we have the tequila and tacos restaurant right here. They got bomb food, bomb tacos, you know, drinks and stuff, a nice little social before you head down that way. If you may be like, you know, not driving or looking for something to do beforehand, it's a nice little area where we're going to be at, a nice little strip with multiple things to do, you know, wine bars, cigar lounges. So make a weekend out of it. Come holler at us. Come mess with us for the weekend. Buy a ticket. I guarantee y'all going to have a good time. And I really want some listeners to come so y'all can write in and share y'all experience from when y'all do come.
Exactly.
Definitely.
But I just wanted to say that, man, because a lot of this stuff be unnecessary. I was watching a video of Judge Lynn Toler today, and it's like, bro, like, the system, how it is now, they expect you to lose your cool so you get super angry and go to jail, bro. That's bottom line. They anticipating it.
That's our systems, too, including the job systems.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, just people, it really, and y'all need to go back to listen to our show. Is it really worth it? Because a lot of the time, it really don't be worth it. And y'all be losing y'all cool, and it ain't okay. And segueing into my next topic, because this will probably cause any man or woman to lose their cool. D put a video in the chat, bro. And he asked me and Calvin, because it was a dude who basically, I guess he came home, called his lady cheating. And I guess he was with his friend and they was trying to explain through it and da da da. And it, let me tell you something. Me personally, I couldn't take it. I don't know what I'd do, bro. Yeah, I couldn't take it. I probably try to keep my composure. But boy. Listen. But. But.
Ben is waiting at my house for me when I get off. No, come on, dog. That's just disrespectful. Exactly. My thing is, if you knew I got off at 5, I was at 4.
Exactly.
If I get off at 5, you need to be pulling up at 5:30. I need to be home already.
Right. Come on. Come on, man. It's crazy, man. This dude, then he's sitting there, both of them sitting there looking dumbfounded. Then she like, oh, let's just tell him. And he still like, tell him what? Come on, dog. In no way in the man, world, bro.
And look, he asked Buddy, because Buddy kept saying, come on, you know, I came over here because I forgot something. Buddy said, what you forget? He was like, exactly. Buddy looked man, so crazy when he asked him, what did you forget? I'm like, oh, damn.
Buddy said, you fixing your pants and stuff? Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. But that's right there, man. I just feel like that's grounds, man. And like the guy said, man, he done with boy, and I don't blame him. It's a done deal after that.
Ain't no going back.
Yeah,
going back.
You know.
Oh man, excuse me, but D, I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting there thinking about it. I was driving home from work the other day, and I'm like, what? Look at here, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
So, bro, I'm thinking like this, bro. I work all these hours, man. I'm busting my behind, man. And I come home, and you got time to do? Come on, what? Nah, dog.
Yeah, you got to be stopped, bro.
That's a low and disrespectful, dog. Some things you don't do, dog. And me personally, as a the man Cole, you don't mess with my girl, dog.
Yeah, bro. It's too many shorties out here.
And
but,
come on, and you gonna miss
with
my girl? Come on.
And then, bro, you supposed to let me know if she on something on that type of time too, no?
He can't because he on it.
Hmm.
But it's crazy. But even on a female piece, you know what I'm saying? I don't think, me personally, man, if my old lady had her friends over here, and she be like, let so in. If I let them in the house, I'm going in the backyard or somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna be. And not saying that I'm going to do something, but say that she won't make a pass at me. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm in a situation.
Yeah, who to say you won't get accused of something anyway?
Right. So I have told my lady several times. I'm not comfortable with that. If you value
that ain't right.
You need to be. Because I'm not going to be sitting around up with your friend. No, that's not cool. Because I don't want you sitting around chilling with my friend. You know,
Exactly.
No, I definitely agree. Should nobody, especially like, no, you know, just be chilling at that. It's just really a respect thing. I think people do be losing sight of like old school, just respect, courtesy, and the way things should be done. One thing that Jordan said on like some a previous show that I kind of liked, and I think I had to think on it before I kind of really totally agreed. And I think I did. I might have agreed when you said it, but like, we need to get back to having some type of like structure, some type of like outlook that is the model, that is the frame. Like, yeah, we all got free will to do what we want, and we all got different perspectives. We all live different type of lives, have different type of marriages and stuff like that. But we have to get back to like the common traditional, at least a model for things are supposed to be, so that we can gauge what's right and what's wrong in situations and not go off everything with like just assumptions and what we think. Like, you shouldn't be sitting in no man's house when that man not there and you another man. You know, especially if you're just that man friend, you're not a family member, you know, nothing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just respect. And as a dude, I think what's the name? What's dude name that be with 50 Cent and they call him like the not Lloyd Banks. Is it Tony Yayo? Which one is the one that be on interviews? Anyways, he said the best, like, you know what I'm saying, when your dude go to jail or something going on with your guy and, you know, his lady or something, maybe you got to stay at their crib. When you kicking it, you out the way. You got your stuff on proper. You got your jogging pants on. If you got to take his old lady some money because you locked up or something like that, you putting the money through the door. You ain't stepping in that man's crib while he locked up. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a certain way that you're supposed to govern yourself as a man and as a woman when you're going into somebody else's house with their spouse. You know, and things like that. Not only to cover yourself, so can't nobody else say you did something, but just out of respect for that man or that woman.
Yeah, man, you're right, man. You shouldn't really be on that type of time with your close friends, bro. Like, don't do that, man. If you gonna, you know, be out here doing dirt and you in a relationship, which I'm not condoning, but if you gonna be on that type of time, at least keep it away from your house, bro. Like, what are you thinking?
Male or female, that's disrespectful if you bring someone back to where y'all disrespectful. So that means you don't care nothing about me at all. When you do something like that, come on. That's low down, bro.
Yeah, it's tragic, bro. And then a lot of people, like I be saying, bro, a lot of people ask yourself, is it really worth it? Because some people die over that type of time, bro. Yeah. I done seen a couple of Facebook articles where shorties done died, dudes done died off of just cheating, bro. Because of the emotions that people got invested in.
Humans are emotionally charged. Yeah. We'll be coming behind those emotionally charged females and males. And I ain't just even really saying, but we know like a lot of women and men get into like domestic disputes and stuff like that. But a lot of women have like went batshit crazy just as well as males, you know, pulling out guns or killing, you know, over quick misunderstandings or, you know, something look is not what it seems like. So the best thing to do is not even put yourself in that predicament, fam.
Exactly.
It's just like Kevin said, over 4 minutes. Come on now. You don't ruin your whole life.
4 minutes, I'm telling you. Hey, y'all, shout out to my hookah because I finally got it going. Jordan was over here one day and it took me all day to try to get it going, and I didn't get it going until after he left. But now I'm like a pro at this, and I got two of them. So yeah, just saying, feeling good with the hookah over here.
Yeah, you're funny. but yeah, so that's tough, man. Please, because I don't know what I do in that situation. I know it's a lot of men, a lot of women out here don't know what they do. Yo, don't put nobody in that type of predicament where they gotta potentially contemplate, you know, what? Doing something wrong to you.
For real, though, because that's and like I said, you don't know what you're going to do when you're in that situation. You may burn down. No. But you know what I'm saying? But that's, man, don't put nobody in that situation. I feel you. Don't put nobody in that situation, Barker. But that's a...
Tell me, now you playing Usher, Let It Burn.
Talking about now you playing that new Usher with Keke Palmer in the video.
Dang.
Gonna hit you where it hurts.
We need to go ahead and we all be talking at the same time, thinking the other person gonna be quiet. That's pretty funny.
Sorry.
Nah, y'all good. Hey man, this how the show go, man. It be like that sometimes. We just gotta catch it.
We getting way better though. You know what I'm saying? Practice make perfect. I think we getting way better at learning when to not over talk. And you know, at the live show, it's gonna be a lot less. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be coming with the live vibes. You know, we gonna all have our opinions. You know, we a real opinionated cast of people, to say the least. We
really, oh, yeah, bro. I'm gonna cut up, but once they find out, like, oh nah, he really be cutting up like this in person. Oh nah,
it feel like.
I'm low key a little scared because you know Jordan already opinionated, and I just think he gonna like bring out the extra strong opinions for y'all.
Man,
on the live, he ain't letting up. I can already see it right now. That man ain't gonna let up. Like, you think I'm letting up on my point today? Nah, so, I'm coming with my A game. If I got some points that I gotta dispute, I'm coming like a lawyer. Okay, call me the lawyer because I'm coming with my A, B, and C display ready. I'm not going to sit with Jordan all night.
Man, listen. All I be saying is make it make sense. Make it make sense, man. If it makes sense, then cool. But come on now. People be knowing some of this shit don't make no sense.
You a funny dude.
I appreciate that. I do. I don't take it lightly, man. I try to do the best I can with what I got.
I got some surprises for them at this last show, though. I can't even lie. Like, I'm... So, like, the crowd interaction finna go crazy, y'all. Like, so, please get ready. Please get ready.
Hey, it's gonna be live, y'all. Gonna be live. Hey, do we have...
Yeah, man, absolutely, bro. I'm pulling it up right now. I think this was the listener letter that I read, and it kind of made my head hurt reading it at one point in time. I gotta check again, but, hold on. Hey, and shout out to the listeners because y'all really have been getting us feedback on the emails. Just because we haven't read your listener letter or we haven't got around to reading it yet don't mean that we won't read it. We do try to make sure we read all of our listener letters on the show, so keep sending them. We appreciate it. Keep sending the feedback. Stop sending the weird shit, man. Stop. Keep those. You can keep the weird ones. Sometimes it just be too much, and maybe y'all excited, but just before you push,
I don't think I've heard about the weirdness.
Hey, listen, man, we gonna talk about that offline, but we gonna talk about that offline. But we have some.
They must be coming too weird,
man. I ain't gonna lie, some of them have been out of pocket.
Yeah, like the one they went for after Calvin, that was out of pocket.
Yeah, that was definitely out of pocket. And if you didn't catch that episode, I'm not finna tell you which one it is. Just go listen to all of them.
He went the hell off.
Yeah, go listen to all of them, man.
Jordan said, if y'all gonna be anything, be for real.
Please. Please. Have some mercy because we have to read through these listener letters. I have to read through these listener letters. And I'll be trying to. Yeah, go ahead.
We want to push the other one back because we got another one today that was a pretty good one, too.
We can wait.
I don't. Hey, we keep pushing Buddy back, but go ahead, man. But the other one today was kind of juicy too.
What? Hold on. Let me go to the chat, man. Hold on. Let me go to
report to the chat.
Let me see, because we might got a different one in the chat. Oh, what else I was going to tell y'all about? Where is it at? Hey, did y'all know that Steve Harvey's wife originally dated like a drug dealer, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they used to call her, like, she dated a lot of drug dealers from what I heard. She was that one, you know. I watch him on TikTok. He be telling stories about when he got out of jail. He out of jail now. I be watching him on TikTok.
Hey, and another thing too, bro. I don't know if y'all heard, and this kind of I meant to touch on this earlier because it's very important to talk about. Tory Lanez did get found guilty of shooting Meg Thee Stallion, but I don't think that's actually accurate. And we had Kenyatta drop something in the chat where one of our Facebook friends said something. I'm gonna just read what he said, and I don't know how much of this is true, but if it is true, that's crazy. This says, just to say a few things before, while y'all on the topic, Meg Thee Stallion never pressed charges against Tory Lanez. The state of California did. And that piece of information right there, I'm going to just break it down to you. Tory Lanez is a foreigner in this country. He is not an American citizen. He's a Canadian. Like Drake. Drake is a Canadian citizen. So when you go to other countries and get the cutting up in their countries, they own that. Okay, so ain't nobody supposed to have a gun in California except the police and maybe the gangs. Outside of that, it would be a regular civilian. The
gangs.
Yeah. But outside of that, you can't have no guns in Cali. So the fact that he even had a gun in Cali and is letting it off in like a Beverly Hills neighborhood, and on top of that is a foreigner. He's a Canadian. Like, yo, you what are you doing? What is you doing? So that's what they really got him on. I don't think they convicted him for shooting Meg Thee Stallion. I think they convicted him for having a gun in his possession, being Canadian, and him supposedly firing the gun off in the air. Even though they didn't find no gunshot residue on him, which, you know, I don't think he did it.
That's here or there type stuff, but... Yeah, I mean, did she shoot herself though?
I think her best friend shot her, I'm not gonna lie. But actually, I think that they said it wasn't even bullet fragments in her leg, it was glass, like it was shards of glass. So we'll do a whole topic into it, you know what I'm saying? We'll break it down at some point. I don't think Tory did it. Free that boy Tory Lanez, like I said.
Let me say this though on behalf of Megan Thee Stallion, because that's my
okay,
girl.
What you got?
Shout out to you, girl. I hope you become a listener one day and come to a live show. Anyways, let me say this, though. If she was not the one who pressed charges in the state of California, pressed charges against that man, everybody who was dragging her and doing all that, they really owe her an apology, because you can only tell your truth and you can only tell the truth. So if she was not the one to bring charges against this man, but they asked her what happened and she told the truth, or, you know, she confessed to what happened and the things that went on, or the scenario that they was a part of, everybody who dragged her for acting like she was just throwing this man under the bus, they owe her an apology. And let's also not forget that the fact that, Tory had enough time to be quiet and just fight his case, you know, especially, you know, really on either side, whether she pressed the charges or the state did. But he did, he kind of talked to her, he made songs, he went on.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Different stuff. And it's really just not cool, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think that's that whole thing of sometimes certain people and groups of people thinking that they're above the law, or they thinking that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to all work out in their favor. If that woman indeed did not press those charges and that man was found guilty and they dragged her like that and he absolutely taunted her through this whole thing, you know what I'm saying? That's wrong. And I think y'all owe that woman an apology if y'all was out here dragging her. That's all I had on that.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I got to find out some more before I get to apologize anyway.
Y'all are. You know what? I can't stand y'all.
Somebody got to tell me something.
Well, you don't know if he did it or not, so...
Yeah, no, we don't know, but... So, apparently, like I said, the state of California pressed charges. He was on probation and fired a gun, allegedly. So, this is another thing that I know about the laws, and I ain't never been on probation, but if you is on probation, you better not be doing no hot shit. You better not be doing nothing hot. You better not even be cooking over 400 degrees in the oven, bitch. You better not be doing nothing hot.
That boy said cooking over 400 degrees.
You better not be doing nothing hot, because them people love to lock your ass up. So if he was on probation and indeed did have a weapon in his possession and potentially fired it, yeah, my boy, nah, it's a no-go. Because
either way, it's kind of like he kind of messed up either way, because if he was like... He is like a non-U.S. citizen, which you are already out the count, really, like, because they're not going to play with you, because they don't even got to play with you, because you ain't even from over here. That's like, you ain't even from out of town, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even finna even play with you, because you ain't even from over here. That's number one. Number two, if you is on probation or anything like that, or you had some stuff going on like that, and you had something in your possession, and you ain't supposed to have no gun in California, you messed up on that end, too. If you did shoot that woman, oh, you real messed up on that end. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you went taunting, and that's kind of like playing with the police. You know, they hate when you do that, when you try to make a fool out of them, like they ain't gonna do nothing. So, I don't know. Tory looked like he kind of backed into a corner on this one. Either way it go, but
if that man innocent, free that man. If he did it, that's between him and God, and I'm sure he gonna get his justice either way.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But look, so let me go into the listener letter. Hold on a second. All right, so we got this listener letter. Let me just read it real slow so y'all get it. Because I read it, but it's a tough one. I ain't gonna lie. It says, my name is Jerome from Newport. I don't know what Newport he from. Just say Newport. So, from Newport.
Newport Shorts. I'm sorry.
You silly. But y'all silly. It say, my wife cheated on me because I can't make her happy emotionally and sexually. Now she is upset because I'm making her younger auntie happy sexually and emotionally.
Man, it's out of pocket.
Her auntie told her, you don't want him, so you don't care that he's with me. I understand we married, but she cheated on me, so now she refused to give me a divorce. I told her I would give her everything. I just want to move on with her auntie. Guys, please don't judge me, but do tell me if I'm wrong for moving on with her auntie after she cheated on me. And
everybody wrong.
Whoever y'all want to start, go ahead, because
she this wrong is tough. For cheating. He wrong for going back with the family. That's just a little petty. Like, that's like, woo, like you trying to up the score. And that auntie girl, why you ain't mind your business? What this got to do with you? Why would you sit here and mess with your niece, man? Because her cheating on him ain't got nothing to do with you. So the auntie dead wrong because she not even in the equation. Like, that's between him and her. They cheated. She cheated. You came in. And for what? So I think the auntie dead wrong. Oh, dude, he's super duper petty. I think he just trying to up the score. You know what I'm saying? If the auntie going, I mean, I don't know. Karma play out in different ways. And then I know she just wishing she never cheated on that man.
Yeah, that's really tough.
I'm going to go ahead and go, Jordan. I said like
go ahead.
I feel like, hey, the key word, he said she cheated on him. There's no rules to cheating. Who say we got to make rules now? You cheated.
That's true.
So he went out. Hey, you probably sitting there crying one night. Auntie came over. Boy, you ain't got to cry no more, boy. Come on over here.
TT came over.
My boy, hey, is it wrong? Hey, all jokes aside, though, but is it wrong?
Man, so y'all don't think it's a... I think it's like... So, D, you telling me somebody cheat, it's, you know, okay. Excuse me. I get that you can't tell nobody, like, how to cheat back, how to get their lick back. But it ain't a line, you know, sometimes. It ain't like we don't draw the line nowhere. It's just get back, you know what I'm saying? Like, put yourself in that, in them people's shoes, you know what I'm saying? Don't just think about it as a man perspective. But if you cheated on somebody, you know, it might have been a mistake. You sorry. Y'all, you know, y'all fixed it, you know what I'm saying? And then they go cheat with your uncle. That's cool, cause they getting their get back. You gonna just swallow that? Like, let's be for real here. That ain't. It should be some. I mean, it should be. Not to say it has to be, but it should be some type of line drawn. Like, damn, you gonna mess with my TT? My TT.
I feel you though. He was. I can't say he 100% wrong though, because he. Getting cheating rules. It's no rules to cheating.
It ain't no rules to cheating, but I just think he hit him where it hurt. It was just like a petty move. But we don't know the full story. He didn't give us a lot of context whether auntie came on to him. He went just trying to get one up on her because he knew auntie was vulnerable. We don't know how that played out. But they really all, to me, they all wrong when they come down to it. That's just how I feel. She wrong for cheating. She started it. She the ultimate wrong one. I feel like he tried to get his lip back, but it went a little bit too far. And the auntie dead ass wrong because that shit ain't had nothing to do with you. So why are you even talking to your niece man? Like, nobody hurt you in this situation for you to even play a part. So you just being stupid and vulnerable and whatever at the time.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joe. How you feel about it?
Sorry.
Man. But the whole thing is really wild to me. I'm not going to lie to you because, number one, getting cheated on hurt. But that the get back being a family member, it's like,
Man,
this the same thing that we just said earlier, bro. If you gotta do some dirt, bro, like if you have to, and nobody has to, bro, it's not necessary. It's not ever necessary.
Man, keep it as far away from the family as
possible. Keep it away from the crib. Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Like, why? Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying, D. Like, why would you? Like, shorty auntie, and you're right, Nakiba, dude really did try to up the scope. He tried to put another one on the board for the fellas. Right. So I appreciate that, City Boys,
we up. City Boys up 2,000.
City Boys, we up.
I'm dead.
But, no cap, bro, because just like I said earlier, that could get real ugly, bro. Now you got people, mamas, aunties, cousins. Man, now you're splitting the family up. Going
through it.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
that sounds
like
gonna jump TT.
Nah, bro. Come on, bro. Not if it's her auntie.
Man, her mama done probably on TT, but like.
So who thinking? More at fault? Who more at fault, bro? Is it the dude if he go pursue it, or is it the lady if she go pursue it? Because the lady gotta say yeah for it. You feel me? The lady gotta agree.
Auntie is more at fault because. Okay, the couple situation, they already had a situation going on. She cheated on him. So he liable to go cheat on her. But the auntie done had no stake in this situation. She, unless the woman at hand had messed with the auntie man in the past and she getting her get back, that auntie had no stake in this situation. She ain't had no business intervening and being a part of this equation, no way, shape, or form. So the auntie is dead. Ass wrong, you know what I'm saying? Now she, old girl wrong for cheating for sure. Old dude wrong for cheating with the auntie, but you know what I'm saying? Like D said, is it really rules to cheating? But that auntie ain't had, that was between them. You didn't went and inserted yourself and let this man bring you into this situation. You ain't had nothing to do with it. You dead ass wrong. You ain't had no stake in it.
You said she ain't had no stake, but she had some sausage.
Oh my god,
boy, you here, boy.
Boy, that sausage probably was. Whack as hell, and that auntie probably was just
hold up. Well, how you know? You know, I ain't even finna get into it.
Go I don't know. I can't say.
I ain't even finna get into that.
But I'm just like that's a wild story. And the fact that these people be having stuff going on like this, like I couldn't even imagine. Like you ain't even my auntie no more. And then is that your mama's sister, or like how's that your auntie? Is that your great auntie? Or is that your mama's sister? Because at this point,
CFM.
You could whoop their ass though. That's for sure.
Yeah, you can't put them paws on.
Oh boy, you sound like Cam.
Ain't nothing like a little family brawl to help bring out, you know, what needs to
make you feel a little better. Huh?
Make you feel a little better. Nothing like a little family brawl.
Sometimes you gotta slap somebody.
Sometimes you gotta slap a beer.
You funny, but listen, man. That's to me, that's tragic. But getting cheated on is hurtful for anybody involved, whether you're doing the cheating or whether you're the one getting cheated on, because it's just messy all around. So please try not to cheat on people, and if you absolutely gotta do it, like I said, keep it quiet.
Keep it out the family. Keep it out the news.
Yeah, if it's absolutely 100% necessary, keep it out the news, man.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
That's another letter with the M and F in D Stark Shell. Y'all see how I'm working on my cursing?
Yeah.
That's what's up. We're going to have to.
I know. We got to get ready for these sponsors. They might not like my cursing.
Yeah, they're going to be like, boy, y'all got to chill.
Especially Calvin. People like that bitch.
Yeah, he go off.
Yeah, he goes off. Man, y'all, I'm just so ready for this live show, y'all. I'm gonna post some information to my Instagram page. Like I said, follow us on Facebook at the D Stark Show. My personal Instagram is HA_hustlepretty. That's HA_hustlepretty. I'm gonna post some stuff to my story. I'm gonna try to do that every day going forward from today.
post the flyer and post some information, post the tickets, stuff like that, just so y'all can tune in and see and keep track of what's going on, if there's any changes, if y'all need the location, if y'all forget, thing like that. But make sure y'all getting on the Facebook page too. We got a TikTok too, right, D?
Yeah, we got a TikTok also. But I think no, this is my personal TikTok. But
follow D TikTok.
Hey, a lot of our social media person, Kevin and Nikita, I mean Kevin and Kiana's supposed to be setting up a TikTok, but I'm
too, yeah. It'll be ready soon. Man, TikTok busting. Y'all, Jordan is behind the curve with TikTok, so excuse him. He doesn't understand the how big it is and exposure and all the things that it bring and how useful it can be. So we're gonna get him on board. Y'all just look out for the TikTok. It'll be on the way.
TikTok, man. Hey, don't put me on the TikTok, man.
Man, Jordan but on the TikTok.
Listen, this has been another episode of the D Stark Show, man. We appreciate y'all. Show up to the live show and we out.
Show up to the live show, y'all. Don't forget September 9th. Holla.